Wednesday, 1st of September, 2010, day 10. Had a better and longer night's sleep last night. The windows were open, so it was a lot cooler. We stayed at the fountain for a few hours. There were so many people there. We spoke to Joe Morrissey and his girlfriend for quite some time. She seemed interested in my family. It seemed weird telling a complete, total German stranger that I didn't really see much of my dad. There was this other guy at the fountain who had loads of coins and kept throwing them all into the fountain, one by one, slowly making a very intense swish each time. He looked really sad and looked as though he was about to burst into tears at any moment. I think his wife and children have cancer or something, and he comes to the fountain every day to pray for their health. James thinks he was just a mental.
I'm with James.
Got to go have a shower now. I'm not looking forward to it. Stupid fucking Johnny showers.
God.
Later. In new hostel now. A little bit annoyed. It said that we were getting a 4-bed, but in actual fact, it's a 6-bed. At least it's an ensuite bathroom. I don't know what it's like yet, as there's someone in there. There's a boy sitting in one of the beds. If I had to guess, I'd reckon it's another boy in a shower, but it could be a girl, I guess. Went to Vatican City throughout the day. My feet fucking hurt. It took us about an hour to walk there. The queue seemed fairly long, but it went down quite fast, I guess. All on the queue, there were signs showing what clothing was appropriate and what was not, like so. I've drew a little picture, so it's a little doodle of a girl wearing like a full length skirt down to her ankles and like a top that's like covering like to her elbows, and a man with like trousers and a t-shirt, and that's, yes, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then not okay is the man wearing like a vest top,
mm-hmm, shorts
and shorts, and the girl wearing like a strappy top and a short skirt, like way above knee. It was basically no showing shoulders again, with not too much leg. But this time, instead of being given a sheet to cover yourself, you were just flatly refused entry and turned away. We had fun spotting the women who were going to be turned away. However, the closer they got, they pulled out little cardigans and wraps and things to cover up. There was one girl, though, with her brother and mother, who was maybe about 20. She was wearing tiny jean hot pants and a little strappy vest that not only showed off loads of her midriff, but also had a big plunging neckline, showing plenty of cleavage. We thought, there's no way she's going to get in. However, they ignored all the blatant signs all along the way, and she never even tried to cover up herself with any other garment. When it got to the guards, she didn't even bother. The three of them just hesitated for a bit, then the mother brother went in without her, and she just walked away. What a waste. Then, when we were inside the church, I saw a woman walking around with her tit hanging out, breastfeeding a baby. Now, I know it's a very touchy subject at the moment, but surely, if the church don't like bare shoulders, they'll really hate a bare tit.
But that's like the act of giving birth and rearing your child, that's...
But what's a shoulder? Just a bare shoulder is nothing.
Hey, don't,
it's not even like a sexual... You know,
religion, man, religion.
The church was pretty good. The ultimate church, as it were. We wandered down to look at the tomb of the dead popes, including John Paul II, then climbed 550 steps to the top of the dome. Very tiring. The view was okay. There wasn't much to see. Rome, from up above, is not a very scenic city. We then had a pizza before heading in search for the Sistine Chapel. Apparently it was bundled in with the Vatican museums, of which there are about six. With one ticket covering them all. It was €15 each, the most expensive ticket yet for a museum. The museums were long and extensive, with the Sistine Chapel right at the very end. The first museum was all about Egypt, which James really liked, but I've spent a lot of time in the British Museum looking at very similar things, so I wasn't that fussed. Then each museum progressed through to Roman art, then to Christian. James got annoyed at a painting of a smashed Roman soldier, a statue, with a crucifix standing where it once was.
Why?
I don't know. You're angry that Christians are just smashing things. And, I don't know. The Sistine Chapel was pretty amazing when we finally got to it. It really was quite special. But it was nothing like that Tomb Raider level that I went through. Do you remember Tomb Raider? I think it's Tomb Raider 1. You go to like the Sistine Chapel and you can like, you have to like flood it, and then like there are like certain things that you can only get to if like you swim down, so you have to flood it and then like drain it again.
I only remember Tomb Raider 2 like had Venice as the first level, so that's the only thing I remember.
It might have been Tomb Raider 2. I don't remember, it was Tomb Raider 1. I don't remember. Took another hour over, in fact, to walk back to the hostel where we're now relaxing. The other person came out of the shower, and they were indeed a boy, but they're both gone now. We're heading over to the Spanish Steps tonight, as Joe Morrissey and his girlfriend said it was the best place in Rome they had been to. We'll see. Later. Well, the Spanish Steps. Best thing in Rome? In two words, fuck no. When we first arrived at the top, by this building, a tall obelisk type thing, it looked very pretty. The sun was just setting and the sky was a nice pink colour. There was a dome in the sky. There was a dome on the skyline and it looked very exotic. But then we went down to the actual steps. There was a very small fountain at the bottom, barely worth mentioning. It was sort of set in the ground, a bit like a garden pond. A bit rubbish. There were so many guys trying to sell shit all around the stairs. A lot of people trying to sell beers and actually succeeding. There were big groups of American teenagers who thought beer was like, well, cool, man, so they bought lots. Snidey. But the guys were also trying to sell lots of shitty stuff, like lasers and roses and stuff like that. There was one guy, an old guy in a hat, trying to sell bracelets. He looked so sad. I wanted to cry every time I thought about him.
Should have bought a bracelet up him then.
There was an American girl sitting in front of us who bought a beer. She quickly realised that it was actually frozen and then bought another non-frozen one. The idiot.
Why is the beer frozen?
I think they freeze them to keep them cool.
So why is it her fault that she bought a frozen one?
That she bought a, maybe it's like a con, like, oh, like this one's frozen, but you can have like another one. She didn't exchange it, she had to buy a second one.
Oh. Well, so, yeah, but then the other one will defrost.
Eventually, yeah, she'll have two beers eventually, but.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There was one point where there seemed to be dozens of sellers. One was even selling a megaphone. I told James to ask him how much it was. €27, he said. Although I thought he said €7. He then asked James to speak into it. Hello, said James, in a funny voice. He pressed the button and asked James to speak again. Hello, said James again. I thought his voice would sound different, a bit like a stupid alien voice or something, but it just sounded exactly the same as before. But then the guy pressed the button and James's recorded voice echoed around the stairs. Hello, hello, hello. He kept trying to get James to buy the megaphone, dropping it down to €15 each time replaying James's voice, but he eventually went away. I very soon got sick of the place and wanted to leave. We came straight back to the hostel where I'm writing this now. I was reminded of a couple of things that happened today that I completely forgot to write about. Number one, in the church today we saw this really old Italian man, not the Pope, he's German I believe. He was really thin, on crutches, and quite bent over. He was talking to these two women, I presume telling them a bit about the church. We went to look at a sculpture, and then I heard his voice again. When I turned my head, I saw he was talking to James. He was rambling on at quite a speed, all in Italian. James was just nodding and saying, oh, ah, and okay, in what he hoped was in the right places. I had to turn my head and bite my bottom lip to stop myself from bursting out laughing. I eventually slowly walked away. James followed soon after. He said that he just thanked the old man and walked away. Number two. When we were in the queue, waiting to go up to the dome, there was a family in front of us. A mum, a dad, and two sons, about 12 and 13. The dad was quite short, and the elder son easily loomed over him by about a foot. The weird thing was, the dad hugged the older son for quite a while, from behind, a bit like they were lovers or something. It was just a bit weird to see.
That sounds really weird.
Yeah, so the 13-year-old was, like, yeah, quite tall, like a foot taller than the dad, but the dad was just sort of like, yeah, like arms around his waist, like head pressed against his back.
That's really, really weird. Yeah. It's like kind of like, it's weird, like, and nothing wrong with doing it, like, but like if you like kiss your parents on the lips.
Yeah, over a certain age, it is a bit weird. Yeah. Number three. This is really old news, but important. The Trento Italian hostel cunts stole our toothpaste. The cunts.
Fucking liberties.
Number four. Uh-oh. Also at the Vatican, along with all those yes, no clove signs, there were these other signs. Under the yes section, there was a picture of a bottle of water. And under the no section, there were a picture of a Swiss Army knife. Weird. I think my uh-oh wasn't uh-oh, it was oh. Uh-huh. And then like, oh, also this. Anyway, Thursday, 2nd of September, day 11. Well, our final full day. I have to say, I'm more than ready to go home. I'm missing Erica much more than what I thought I would, and can't wait to grab her fat little cheeks again. She's not fat. She's not fat at all, but yeah, she does have fat cheeks. Rome has been a big disappointment. A sad way to end our holiday. I'm not sure if it's a good thing to miss Naples or not. On the one hand, it's been really good going at a much more leisurely pace and not having to cram everything into 2 days. But on the other hand, maybe that has made it lost its excitement. It's not been all bad. I really enjoyed the Colosseum, loved the Sistine Chapel, and totally adored the Trevi Fountain. I guess having three such spectacular attractions is more than enough for any city. It's just that there's a certain atmosphere lacking in Rome. As James said last night, there doesn't seem to be a real Rome, just a big tourist attraction. But then at the same time, it's all the tourists that make the Trevi Fountain so special. I don't know, I'm confused. I guess I'll need a couple more months to reflect properly. I didn't care for Florence much at first, but then it wormed its way in. I think after visiting the smaller places, I'm counting Venice and Florence in this. They all had their own very individual character. I was expecting Rome to be a bit more like that, but it just seems to be an ugly mishmash of everywhere else. Perhaps I'm being unfair, and maybe a bit too bitter. We'll see you by the end of tomorrow. We're going to the Rome Museum today, and the park area. We're kind of running out of stuff to do. We're ending the night in a Trevi Fountain again, our final night in Italy. Later. Went to the Rome Museum. It was alright. Not great, not bad. Fine for only €3.50. Plus, it was only across the road. James then wanted to have lunch in this old part of the city, toward the southwest. When we got there, it was very clear that the area was shit. It was run down, and there was just nothing there. It was like the Rome version of Lewisham. Yeah, Lewisham is a very run-down, quite skanky place in London.
Up and coming now.
Everywhere is up and coming. Yeah. The skankier they are, the more up and coming you are. Well, I guess like once you hit rock bottom, you can go. In the vain hope of finding somewhere quite nice to eat, we got ourselves lost again. It took quite a while to find a way back into town for some food. We eventually settled on a little place quite near the Pantheon. James had a ham, olive, egg and artichoke pizza. He said that there was too much topping and he couldn't finish it. I got the old classic, spaghetti with garlic, chilli, parsley and oil. Man, everything in that dish is so intensified to the max. There was loads of chilli. It was dried too, and mainly seeds. The garlic was sliced really, really thick and almost raw, and the spaghetti was swimming in a pool of oil, about 1 centimetre deep. It was really nice though. I just don't think I'm ready for such an extreme version. We were sitting next to two middle-aged American couples. I say middle-aged, but they're actually about 50, 55. Now, some people will say that this is middle-aged, but I'm quite particular with this.
That's more going towards like retirement, isn't it? But
if you sort of count like middle age as being, if you count like, let's say you die at 80, anything above 80 is quite lucky.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe even 90. So middle aged would be like 45.
Yeah.
Or maybe a bit before, maybe a bit after.
Yeah.
So sort of 50, 55 is coming to the end of your middle age and entering your twilight years. But a lot of people still sort of say middle age is like from like 50 to 65 or something.
No.
Yeah.
Just no. Just,
I say just no.
But it's good. They're gripping onto that.
I've had several debates with quite extreme debates.
Wow. Oh,
not that extreme. But. Anyway, the Americans were stupid. One of the men said, I'm very sorry to my American listeners. I know there are quite a few out there. I don't hate American people.
Whoa, sounds like you do.
No, I don't. But like, it does seem that whenever you go abroad, like, and I think Americans know this as well. Like, they have a bad reputation. The American tourist has a bad reputation in the rest of the world. And I'm sure there are plenty of American tourists out there who you don't notice, who are polite and they're not stupid, but it just so happens that the ones that do show themselves up are the ones that people remember.
Of course, that's the way it always is.
It's just the way it is, yeah. The stupid ones always get noticed. So I do apologise for my American listeners out there. One of the men said, I know it's called the Sistine Chapel, but I can't help calling it the Sistine Chapel.
Why?
I don't know. We're headed over to the park area, stopping by the Spanish Steps along the way to see what it's like in the daytime. It was much better, especially from the bottom looking up. We sat at a fountain on the railings until a policewoman came along and blew a whistle really short and sharp until everybody left. The park area was nice and peaceful. There was one more gallery to go to in the actual park. When we went there, it was $7.50 to get in. We couldn't be bothered. Luckily, there was a computer screen outside showing all the art that was on the inside, so we just watched that instead.
Again, so cheap.
I'm now back at the hostel. Two more people have arrived. One is definitely a girl, as there's a bikini hanging on her bed. I guess in this day and age, not so definite.
How many genders?
Not sure about the other one though. Either way, we've stayed with more boys than we have girls. Friday, 30th of September, day 12, final day. Going home tonight, if all goes according to plan. Who knows if it will. Okay, so last night we went to the spa for some final cheese and wine, and then off to the Trevi Fountain again. When we got there, the only place to sit was next to a big fat man who was actually lying down in a deep sleep. He was taken up about five places. Everyone I walked by looked at him with an expression of, what a jerk. We didn't even have enough space to put our wine out, so we just ate our big bags of crisps instead. I'm sure there would be... I'm sure we'd have like space on our laps or something.
Anyway. Well, like,
yeah, I don't know. They were large Watsit style things. I wanted to put some up the man's up the sleeping man's nose, but I didn't. Eventually, an official walked by. He was wearing a hat and had stripes on his shoulders, so I guess he was an official. He looked at the sleeping man and looked at me, and then inquiringly pointed to both of us, asking if we were together. I shook my head and raised my open palms in defence, the international sign language for nothing to do with me, mate. The official then poked the man and told him to get up. The sleeping man woke up in a doze, and it seemed to take him a while to focus. We got our wine out and finally poured a couple of glasses. The man then leaned over to us and said, is there a glass for me? We said, no, only two glasses. He looked quite annoyed, but then got up and walked over to the fountain to a man who was sitting on the edge of it, and then tried to push him in.
What?
The man just laughed. It seemed that maybe they knew each other. How long had the other guy been sitting at the fountain watching his sleeping friend? They were then joined by another, slightly older man with a moustache. The three of them sat on the fountain directly opposite us. They were talking in low foreign voices, and the sleeping man kept staring at us angrily pretty much the whole time. I was scared that they were plotting our abduction and eventual rape.
Oh my god.
Luckily, this never happened. My rectum has remained gratefully intact during this holiday. So it was a what's your face?
That's the way you want to end up. That's end of holiday. It's a good holiday. Rectum intact.
The three men eventually moved on, and we could relax a bit more. The Trevi Fountain is a great place for people watching. Most of all, it's good to see who gets scammed by the crap photographers. Basically, there are several Indian guys wandering around with massive Polaroid cameras, asking couples or groups of friends if they want their picture taken. The unlucky, or rather just plain dumb people, say yes. When the Polaroid pops out, the guy quickly asks for €5 and hurries off. The people slowly realise that he's taken a very bad close-up picture of just the people with no fountain behind them. Most of them track the guy down to complain. But what were they expecting? The really, really stupid people complain, and then when he says, okay, I'll take another one, pay him another €5 for an equally shit photo. Fucking idiots.
What? Make him take another photo, don't pay him again. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. There are loads of poses at the fountain, mostly girls either doing fake casual or wistfully looking into the distance. They look like retards. One girl sat in a fountain and put both her feet up on the rim, posing for a friend. What she didn't seem to realise was that everyone on her side can see right up her skirt. I wanted to take a picture of it and say, how do you like that pose?
Oh my god.
But I didn't. I'm awful. I'm a horrible person. Not anymore. This is in my youth. I'm older and...
You still have those faults. If anything, you're just going to get grumpier.
No, I think I'm much less grumpy these days. I'm very relaxed. Two Thai girls sat directly opposite us. They were wearing short skirts with lots of makeup and straight and very straightened hair. They probably thought they looked very sexy, but they looked skanky. Especially because they were both clutching a bottle of Super Tenants each. I've written "ugh" as the next word. They both seemed to be watching James and I wondered if they were going to come over and flirt with us. But then a photo man came along and they got their photo taken. The stupid fools. They weren't happy with the results, of course. We left the fountain then to go to the internet cafe to check in online and to Facebook Erica, let her know what time we'd be back tonight. Can't wait. James bought a beer and I got a small bottle of sparkling wine and we headed back to the fountain for some more people watching. A few more people got scammed, despite James and I frantically waving our arms and shaking our heads behind the photographer's back.
I got a question about this.
Yeah.
Why would he not just do a good picture, have to run away?
I don't know. I didn't see the sense in it. I don't know.
So stupid.
I mean, I guess maybe like it was possible that he could then get two photos out of the people.
Yeah, they get a nice one, get a different pose, or get people actually queuing maybe to get a picture.
Yeah.
No, this is right away each time.
There was one family, not sure where they were from, that were taking loads of pictures of themselves. A mum, a dad, a brother and three sisters. The kids all lined up in front of the fountain whilst the parents took pictures. The youngest sister, about 12, stepped in someone's ice cream. She was wearing sandals. It was quite funny. Everyone laughed. She took it in good faith, and her sister washed her feet and sandal in the fountain water. They seemed like a caring, happy family. Lovely. I thought there's going to be some incident there. No, just a nice, happy family. No bitterness toward them.
You must not have seen many of them.
Yeah, just a small act of kindness throughout the whole holiday. We both then needed a toilet, so went to a McDonald's around the corner. The gents were out of water, so we had to use the ladies. A woman walked in on James. We got some French fries, ate them by the fountain again, then headed back to the hostel. I was worried that those three men would be waiting for us, ready to abduct us. But, as I said before, it all ended well. Back at the hostel, The other two beds were full, but I still couldn't tell whether they were boys or girls. After brushing my teeth, I got into bed. James snuck up to me and whispered, "They're both girls." I had a quick look and whispered back, "No, this one is definitely a man." Now, we were both quite drunk, so I'm not quite sure how quiet we thought we were being. I really hope they didn't hear.
My God.
When I woke up this morning, I had a proper look at them. The one at the bottom was a girl, no doubt, but I still couldn't tell about the other one. Had very harsh features. It was only when they turned slightly that I was able to see their bare belly, completely hairless. Surely no guy could have a belly that smooth. Not even Johnny.
What? Why Johnny again? And he's hairy. So how does that work?
I don't know.
As a comparison.
I think I remember him saying one time that he had no hair on his belly.
I don't know.
He was just like had a smooth belly. Which is definitely bullshit. So it was a girl. This was confirmed when she lay on her back and I saw she had boobs. I really hope she didn't hear me last night, but seeing that her beds were about less than a metre apart, she probably did. Whoops. I got up and had a shower. As soon as I came out of the bathroom, the other girl rushed in. She then came out and went straight back in again, and went straight out and back in again. Closed for the day. I thought, you haven't had a shower. I think she just went into...
Could have had one last night. Yeah. You have no idea.
Her manly friend then did the same thing. They then both went out together and came back 15 minutes later and then spent about 15 minutes quickly going in and out of the bathroom, sometimes alone, sometimes together. I have no idea what they were doing, except one time when I heard the proper girl having a wee. She was by herself. They then both permanently left. James is awake and showered, so now we're heading off for shopping soon. There's not much I want to buy, just some gifts and things. James has a big long list. Later on the plane now, waiting for people to board. I hope we get to London faster than planned. Time to recap the rest of the day. We left the hostel and headed downtown, but I stopped off for some breakfast at a little cafe. James ordered a large cappuccino and some cheese and ham toastie, and I got a fruit juice with scrambled eggs and cheese. When it came, James got a shock because his cappuccino was massive, XXL in fact, and I got a shock because my scrambled egg with cheese was, in fact, scrambled egg with a couple of thin slices of cheese next to them. A small pile of sliced cheese. Well, as you can see, my pen just ran out. I bought a few pens for this, just in case of this eventuality. But one won't work. I've lost another one, and a third one is bright red. James had this one spare, and it's bright blue. Oh well.
Good context for the podcast.
I'm now writing in blue pen. Bright blue. Not just like regular Bible blue, it's like neon blue. Anyhow, as I was saying, my eggs and cheese came with a small pile of sliced lettuce. Weird. The cafe was next to the 64 bus route. According to our guidebook, the 64 bus is well known for women getting groped. Apparently, if you get groped, the thing to say is, "How disgusting!" And that will settle the matter. As we were eating breakfast, the 64 bus stopped outside. There was a nun on it. I wondered if the punishment was worse if you groped a nun.
In the law or in the eyes of God?
Everything. We had a wander through the shops for bits and bobs. James bought some postcards and a fridge magnet for his dad. I looked for something for Erica and Nyan, but it was all just shit. I thought, it's more insulting to buy shit than nothing at all, so I decided to get them nothing. We went into a music DVD bookshop, and I was amazed at how expensive everything was. €20 for a CD. That's mental. Mental. James said it's because of the currency rate. I think that's rubbish. They had Uncharted, the Platinum Edition, there for special offer, €30. Now, a PlayStation Platinum game is always £20.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that anymore?
I don't think they do at the moment. I'm not sure.
James said that if the rates were as they should be, then €30 would equate to £20. But that's still rubbish, because it was special offer. It's really expensive either way. God of War 3 was €70. Mental. Just mental.
That's too much money.
James had wanted to buy a shirt and a hat, but decided he couldn't be bothered. We then just fell into walking aimlessly around town. I was getting quite tired, hot, and quite bored, so suggested that we go and sit somewhere, watch people, and kill some time in a relaxing way. We went back to the hated Spanish Steps. There were still quite a few seller people there, but not that many. One guy was selling a stupid balloons filled with flour, with faces on them. A little boy bought one. We hoped that it was going to burst open. He was being quite rough. Another little girl bought three, one in each colour. Her dad did not look happy. We sat there till 2 o'clock, then headed off for some lunch. We went to this place by the Trevi Fountain that we saw had really thin pizzas. Ordered a 4-cheese pizza, James a blue cheese and smoked ham one. When they came, we were shocked and saddened to see that neither had tomato sauce. It was just straight cheese on top of a pizza base.
Oh.
Yeah, but now, for me, that's quite normal. Like, if you get a 4-cheese pizza, then it is just... You don't get the thing. I think that's the first time I'd experienced that. But now, it's the standard if I get a 4-cheese pizza. But I didn't really know that.
Fair enough.
I think often if you get like a pizza with blue cheese on it, they won't have tomato. I think they don't think like the blue cheese doesn't and tomato goes together.
Yes.
And I think like, especially blue cheese, like when you melt it down, it becomes very, very liquidy. So I guess that's like moist enough.
Maybe.
Thanks a lot, Rome. A final kick in the teeth. The base was really crispy though, the crispiest yet. And it was really nice, just not what I would call a pizza. James basically had the same thing for breakfast and lunch. After the pizza, we went in search for that posh ice cream place again. We found it fairly easily. I got champagne and pineapple ice cream. James got champagne and lemon. We both agreed that the champagne ice cream was amazing, and the pineapple was excellent too. Massive chunks of pineapple all the way through. Not sure if it was better than the Luca ice cream, it's a close call. After the ice cream, we headed back up the hill for one last time to the hostel. To get to the airport, we had to get the tube then the train. The tube station was really hot, but played pleasing theme park-like music. At least the trains were air-conditioned. We got to the airport with about 2.5 hours to spare, a big difference from getting here. There were a few shops, which was quite good. It seems to be one of the better airports in Europe. James really liked the Ferrari shop, but everything else was expensive there. But everything was expensive there. All the shops were really expensive, even though it's duty free. It's still stupid. I didn't buy anything. Yeah, I remember, like, for some reason, James was, like, really into Ferrari. He wanted to, like, buy, like, a Ferrari cap off a t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like Jason.
It doesn't, does it? But he was like, no, it's really cool. I was like, is it really? Why'd you... What? You're going to be walking around wearing, like, a Ferrari shirt and a hat for a wear. And he's like, it's just cool. I don't know if he still thinks that way. We went to a little cafe for a drink. They had this weird Nutella thing there. It was basically like those old chock and dip things with Nutella, but with an extra compartment for iced tea. Do you remember, like, those like chip and stick things?
Yeah, but why do you have iced tea with it?
I don't know. You had sort of like a compartment for with
the chocolate,
and then another compartment that had iced tea.
Weird.
As we were having our drinks, a girl sat down next to us with a slice of ham and mushroom pizza, but proceeded to pick off all the mushrooms and ham. Idiot. Just buy a margarita pizza.
Maybe she didn't want the cheese either.
We then made our way to the departure gate, where we were able to watch an amazing sunset. James didn't have the camera with him and tried to take a picture on his iPhone, but it was rubbish. Oh well. So we've now taken off. That's it. Holiday over. Time for a general reflection. Here are some recurring themes of the holiday. Here we are. Music. It seemed the only songs we heard were Waka Waka, Don't You Want Somebody to Love, and Pack Up by Eliza Doolittle. I understand the more recent two, but not Somebody to Love, which was released in the 70s. police sirens, fucking everywhere, all the time. The sound of Italian police sirens would be ringing in my ears for weeks. No toilet seats. They must just sit straight on the bowl. It's cold and too wide. But there's holes to put the toilet seat on the bowl. It's like some madman running around Italy, ripping all the seats off. Like when they chopped all the penises off the statues.
When did that happen?
That's something else that we were learning about. Like, so the Christians, chopped off all the penises of statues. Because it was, like, obscene. People thinking I'm Italian. This was a weird one. Every 2 days or so, someone would think I was Italian. Even Italian people. The beard, perhaps? Or my Roman soldier good looks? Bad luck, enough said. All in all, it was a good holiday. Some major hiccups, but some great times too. Nothing too disastrous, thankfully, and I've got some memories I'll keep for a lifetime. And I can now finally say I've done a lot of Italy. Whoop.